Welcome to First Crack, episode 22 with Garrick Van Buren. In today's episode, I'm going to bring you one of a number of installments from a conversation I had with Sam Newberg and David Motzenbecker, two urban planners here in Minneapolis. We talked cities, we talked what makes a good Minneapolis bar, and this first installment is our comments on 89.3, the current Minnesota Public Radio's new music channel, contemporary music channel. Here you are.
I've been listening to 89.3.
I have.
We were listening to it on the way over.
I did an hour ago, yes.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
I like it. I listen to it, I'm like, wow. Am I listening to the radio, or is it some,
dream?
Smart, well-versed friend of mine playing me some music.
Yeah.
Now, maybe that whole luster will wear off, but the comment Jen made, my wife, is, I don't know any of the songs. And I said, but okay, that's okay. It's like, you don't have to know them. The point
that's
is,
the point.
Maybe you know them, and that's great.
Are they CD collection anyway?
Some of them probably are, and I haven't listened to that much. But
it's the beauty. It's actual
beauty
DJs
is,
picking
yeah.
out songs again instead of giving...
Right, the DJs. And Madison had a station, still does, where they do a fair amount of that. And any time of day, 105.5 will play local music. And if you're... I'm not from Madison anymore, so I don't know those people. And you listen, and you're like, all right. I have to remember, I'm not waiting for top 40 stuff and popular music, but...
It's
you give it a chance, and it's very refreshing.
I mean, that's why I moved up here.
It's someone bothering
I was interning at WXRT in Chicago in 1994, and I read this article about Kevin Cole in Rev 105.
Okay.
Wrote the guy. I'm like, I'm writing him a letter. Whatever. No resume. I just wrote him a 3-page letter.
Wow.
Said, this is what I think. I like what you're thinking. Whatever.
And this was back when Rev 105 was wrong.
Yeah. He calls me up. He's like, I liked your letter. He's like, you got a tape? Sure. So I sent him a tape. He's like, that's good. He's like, maybe you should come up and interview. All right. So I interviewed. They hired me to be on Rev 105. So I moved up here. And then they decided they'd hire too many people. So they said, I'm sorry. I'm like, I moved up here, man. But the point is that when I was at XRT, I was just a music freak. I mean, I have close to 1,500 CDs. I'm nuts. I'm insane, okay? And when I was at XRT, it really was disappointing for me to realize what commercial radio was like. Was that, you got these DJs, but they don't get to pick any of the songs they're playing. They got a computer in front of them that tells them what to play at what time. And then the most freedom they had was probably once every 2 hours, they would get a block, and they would get to choose the song they played, but they would have to choose from a list of five or six artists. And that was the only choice they had as DJs. And I'm like, man. And that was in 94. Now with Clear Channel and all that, it's even worse. So the whole idea that these guys have kind of sucked this up and started this whole new venture where people are actually playing what they want to play and no commercials with public radio. I mean, it's just amazing.
My sphere of email, my sphere of people I talk to, I've never seen so illuminated and ecstatic about radio. I've never seen this. Have you heard that? They just play the song. Oh my God, I haven't heard that in years, and I wouldn't expect it from anybody, let alone NPR.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to episode 22 of First Crack. Comments, feedback, questions can all be sent to firstcrack@gmail.com or through the voicemail line 206-20-BEAN-1. Stay tuned for more from my conversation with Sam and Dave, and have a great day.